know she's happy with Jesus, but why couldn't she be happy here instead?
I know it's hard to understand why bad things happen to good people. Just remember that Jesus understands your sadness. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening. You know, the shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:35. It says, Jesus wept. He cried when his friend Lazarus died, even though Jesus knew he would see him again. It's okay to be sad when you lose someone you love. Just remember that Jesus knows exactly what it's like to be sad, and because he knows that, he can help. The prophet Isaiah wrote this about Jesus. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. Our story today is called Goodbye for Now, Part 2. I miss Emery so much, said Taryn. She knew she'd see her sister again someday, but she still struggled to accept the fact that Emery had died. Doesn't God care that we hurt? She asked, wiping tears from her eyes. I know Emery is happy in heaven with Jesus, but I don't see why he couldn't just let her be happy here. Christmas is coming in a few weeks, but I don't feel like celebrating without Emery. Dad gave Taryn a big hug. I know, he said, but maybe the Christmas season is just what we need to help us remember that Jesus doesn't ask us to suffer anything he hasn't suffered himself. After all, we celebrate Christmas because he was willing to leave heaven and come to earth so he could suffer and die for us. He really does understand our sorrow. That's true, Mom said. At Christmas, we rejoice that our Savior came into the world. He provides the way for our sins to be forgiven and for us to have eternal life with him. So for us, Christmas is a joyful time. But when Jesus was born that first Christmas, it marked the beginning of his suffering on earth. In the years to come, he would face the same pain and difficulties we all experience in our lives, including the loss of people he loved. Dad nodded. And then he experienced the greatest suffering of all, his crucifixion and death. He was spit on, beaten, and killed by the very people he'd come to save. But why would he let them do that? Taryn asked. Why didn't he stop them? He could have, Dad said. But he knew we needed a Savior, so he willingly took the punishment for our sins. Because he did that, we can be saved and have eternal life. That's why Emery is with him today, and why we can look forward to seeing her again. Because Jesus also rose from the dead, and we will too. Mom put her arm around Taryn. This Christmas, let's remember that Jesus understands the pain we feel as we miss Emery, and that he promises to be with us and help us through it. Taryn sniffed and nodded. When I feel sad, I'll remember that Jesus really does understand and care. So how about you? Are you hurting because of something that's happened in your life? Does it feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Jesus does. He suffered and died so you could have eternal life with him. He understands your pain and cares about you, and he wants to comfort you. Trust him to be with you when you're hurting and to help you through every difficulty you face. Our key verse,
Isaiah 53:3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief.
And our key thought for today, Jesus understands and cares. When you read the Bible yourself, you might come across something that you don't understand and you want a little help figuring it out. I'd love to be there for you and help you answer your questions. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.org/heyzach to let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. I would love to help you out. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.